Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Slimbo. I am so pissed.
Does he have three names?
I am so pissed.
Why?
Uh-oh.
Because these friggin' Nazi assholes and these Antifa assholes who they should have just let kill each other. They shouldn't have killed the poor girl who was just walking across the goddamn street. The assholes should have killed each other. But, no, because all that crap, the Gutfeld show wasn't on this weekend, and Nick Searcy was the guest star.
Oh, so he got canceled.
Yeah. And oh. I'm like all waiting to see my boy Nick getting on there, sitting on the couch with Gutfeld. And they had Mike, what's his name, the CIA guy, who's really funny on Twitter. So you got Gutfeld and Mike, the CIA guy, and Nick Searcy is like, it would have been like a Twitter masterclass.
And he got
with those three guys on, and it's not on. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, well, Saturday afternoon, they got to show the replay. They'll show the replay. Fuck no. No Nick Searcy all weekend. I was so torqued. But anyway. And we do have other breaking news.
What?
Slimbo.
The boots for man is back.
All of you is not Slimbo, I'm hearing.
No, it's not. I got another elbow.
I hear you burst your bursar.
I did. It's pretty weird.
That's an owie.
It's not that painful. It's just kind of weird.
You bump it into something, ain't it?
I don't know how I did it. I have no clue. I looked down at work, and all of a sudden, I had a third elbow. And it was like...
Well, you got all those donuts at work. You can just rest it on one of those. It's like a hemorrhoid cushion for your elbow.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's really what it is. It's just like...
Just don't do the glazed ones, because then you got to wipe it down and everything. You know, just a plain cake donut. Won't be so messy. And you get a nice little cushion there, just plop your elbow in it all day, and they want you to do anything, you go, fuck, I'm wounded.
There you go.
You quit pitching a long time ago.
It's my other arm.
Oh. Never mind.
Everything comes back to baseball with CB.
It does.
Yeah, it could be worse. Baseball is an American thing.
It's still the other arm.
So what's going on?
I had tennis elbow in my left elbow.
Did you play tennis?
No, I'm right-handed.
There you go.
And this is, you know, the, one of the things the doctor said today when I went.
So we know what CB does left-handed, Slim.
Yep.
Yeah, we do. We definitely do. And that's one of the things, like, here at work, I don't, my left hand, everything we do when we're making donuts, we do with our dominant hand, and I'm right-handed. So, I mean, when I'm scooping dough and everything, it's my right hand. So, I mean, like the doctor said, he would have thought it would have been my right arm that I overused and caused the bursar sac to burst. And it's not. It's my left arm. And I don't know. I must have just leaned on it just right because I didn't bump it. I don't know. It just burst. And it's
so
disgusting.
How many trillion donuts did you sell this weekend?
A lot. A lot. It was busy.
This is a lot for a place that always sells a lot.
Yeah, this is more than this place that
this
always.
This is more than a lot.
it's pretty insane. It's great to see that people are, you know, letting us interfere with their summer. I mean,
let's put it this way: Tim Hortons or Dunkin' Donuts only wishes they sold a quarter of the donuts you guys sell.
I don't know what they sell. The problem with Dunkin' Donuts,
they don't sell real donuts.
Well, no, they don't. But here's the difference between Dunkin' Donuts and a place like ours. It's we make
people
donuts.
At your place speak English.
Well, that too. But we make our donuts all day long, from open to close. I mean, I ran the machine at 5:35 the other night because I needed more donuts, and we closed the doors at 6:00. You walk into Dunkin' Donuts, 9:00 in the morning, half their donuts for the day are gone.
Well, and they thaw them out at 6:00, and then they put them out, and that's it.
Exactly. We make them all day long. You can watch us make them. I mean, you can stand there and watch for an entire hour while we churn donuts, you know, out of the...
You can watch Slim's elbow blow up.
Pretty much. And that's the difference.
I thought
that's
you were the master cider maker. Now you're making donuts too?
I haven't made cider in... I've made a batch of cider in 3 years. I just...
Oh, you passed that job off, huh?
I just make the decisions on what gets pressed. They actually.
Oh, he's the big.
I'd say cheese. Apples. I'd say press apples.
Well, he's the big cheese now, CB. He doesn't have to do that stuff.
I don't have to do that. I have my minions.
You have
that,
minions.
Minions that
you and Locke.
He has minions.
I have minions. Yes.
Locke has minions.
Oh my god!
I don't even have to unload the truck anymore. I have minions that unload the truck.
Oh, his minions to unload the truck.
Love it. But there's
how the hell you don't have a.
You're
in New York. Yeah.
Jesus.
He's in New York, so there's no Robert E. Lee statues outside.
There might be somewhere.
You're safe there. What about a Johnny Appleseed statue that they might mistake for a Southern general or something?
Johnny Appleseed was up here.
Yeah, we don't have...
Restarted.
No?
No, we got Johnny Appleseed.
All right, so we're not going to have the Antifa people or the Black Lives Matter people marching against your donuts.
No. No, they don't.
I don't know. Do you have chocolate-covered donuts?
I do. But I have
the KKK might come then.
White ones, though, too, so.
You have white chocolate donuts?
Yeah, I know, but those white supremacist bastards, they don't want white donuts mixing with chocolate donuts.
They're on separate racks.
They're assholes.
Oh, so you have segregated donuts. Are they separate but equal?
They are.
They better be.
And you guys are just screwed.
The chocolate sells better.
Oh! Well, there you go.
Vanilla didn't start selling until this year. I mean, you literally couldn't get rid of them. And then this year, last year, year before that, forget.
I wouldn't buy a vanilla nothing if you paid me.
Yeah, gross.
Give me some vanilla ice cream.
Give me some chocolate. Give me some dark chocolate. And no, I'm not talking about Monique and Unique. I'm talking about donuts. But the same thing holds true. Once you go chocolate, you never go back. That's all I can say. I don't know. I'm tired of this crap on the news, man. Pisses me off.
Well, tell us what happened.
I'm tired. Well, you got redneck friggin' right-wing assholes. There's like 40 of them. And they announced that they're going to come do this Take Back America right-wing Nazi bullshit crap.
Unite the Right.
Yeah, Unite the Right, that what it is?
Yep.
Okay, Unite the Right. Whatever the fuck that means. Now, I'm on the right, and I ain't united with those assholes. But they wanted to do this in Charlottesville, Virginia, home of the University of, which is, you know, the second most liberal city in the state. And, of course, since they announced it ahead of time, you know, three, four times as many of the left-wing folks showed up to protest them, which is fine. You know, everybody's like, even the Nazi bastards are allowed to talk in this country. Okay, and the left-wingers want to protest them, fine, that's okay with me too. Shout them down. I don't agree with them either. But, you know, when you got the cops from the town and the state police there, and they have orders to pull back when they see that both sides have clubs and sticks and shields and helmets, seems to me somebody wanted somebody to mix it up and cause mayhem and trouble. And that part of it I don't like at all. So that when
surprises you why?
Well, you know, McAuliffe, the governor, he's a Clinton butt boy from way back, and one of the most unqualified people to be elected governor in the last cycle. But fortunately, in Virginia, governors only get to run one for one term, and they're done. And the mayor of Charlottesville, he's a progressive Democrat. And they wanted the news media. They wanted something to break up the stories on TV. They wanted to say, look, these right-wing people, they were for Trump. They voted for Trump. Look at the trouble they're causing. And let them cause trouble. But, you know, the Antifa people, they show up loaded for bear, man. These people show up with helmets and bricks and guns sometimes. Sticks and everything else. I mean, just look what happened when Milo tried to speak at Berkeley, for Christ's sake. Oh, they caused a couple $100,000 damage to buildings because they didn't want to hear a British gay conservative talk. You know, they call themselves Antifa for anti-fascist, but you know the fascists are the one who have shut down free speech. I say let the Nazi assholes talk and let everybody hear how stupid they are. You know, it's America. Both sides are allowed to talk. You know, if Black Lives Matter wants to talk, let them talk. They're allowed to talk. But when they promote violence against police, they need to be shut down. White supremacists promote any kind of violence, they need to be shut down. Antifa promotes violence, they need to be shut down. But only one side bitches about all this stuff. You know, every conservative I know condemns white supremacy. They condemn the KKK. They condemn the Nazis. And quite frankly, if any of you on the far progressive left had any inkling of what history was, Nazis were socialists, and socialists is about as left-wing as you get, so they're not even right-wingers. But, you know, a minor point that none of you will pay any attention to anyway. But you can't ever find liberals willing to do the same, I mean, condemn the Antifa people or the Black Lives Matter people. I mean, hell, our last president invited those folks to the White House as guests. So is this stuff going to end? Are we all going to sing Kumbaya by the tree around the campfire at the lake house?
Okay.
Fuck no.
Oh.
It's not going to happen because one side sees profit in it or benefit in it. And that's the left. they think they benefit because the news media is on their side and they can tell you black is white and white is black. And a bunch of dumbasses in America believe it because the media said so. I mean, you got stuff like New York Times story. I'm not even going to bother doing, but just for an example, New York Times, the old gray lady, right? You know, the anchor of all journalism in the United States. And they did this big expose story on how the Trump administration was covering up global warming. Look at this. We found this report and they're covering it up. They didn't put it and they're horrible and they're terrible and they're going to let the world fall apart and everybody's going to die and it's all Trump's fault. And then the next day they put out a correction and a liberal paper like the Washington Post actually did it. Jeff Bezos' paper actually put out a story making fun of him. The report that they were bitching that Trump administration was covering up had been released publicly 2 months ago. So, you know, New York Times doesn't do their research on anything. So why would they do their research on the Antifa people or the Black Lives Matter people or the KKK people or the white supremacists or the mayor letting the cops pull back and let them fight?
Because every journalist is looking for that one breaking story that they can just get thrown out there and be attributed to them to make their career. So they're not
even spending 2 minutes doing research I could do on friggin' Google, which isn't even honest, and find out the right answer.
No, they're trying to make themselves go viral so that they can become the next sensation.
There's another one we should bitch about too, Slim, because you know I've always had a problem with Google. And you've told me why they're good and why they're bad, and you understand it better than I do. But, you know, Google's got a $3 billion fine in Europe for tailoring their search results, so it made them more money. Google controls the access to information.
Which they do.
And they do in this country and for the most part around the world. And we can't trust them to be an honest broker, then they should be under government oversight. There should be no freedom for them. Because, I mean, you look up Abraham Lincoln. And somebody put this on Facebook this week, and I did it, and they were absolutely right. What political party did Abraham Lincoln belong to, Slim?
No clue.
CB?
Republican.
Yes, he was. He was a Republican. He was a Whig early, and then the Whig Party broke up, and he became a Republican. He ran for president, Republican. He was elected as a Republican. Google says he was something else. Google doesn't even admit he was a Republican. Why would they have the man who freed the slaves and tried to create a peace between the races in the United States and fought the war to put down the people who wanted to enslave other human beings? He couldn't possibly be a Republican. Well,
Google doesn't have anything. Google doesn't state anywhere.
Oh, no. They tailor the search results, and this is the top of their search results. Type it in, look.
I understand that, but Google,
a national unionist or something such.
It's just it's the algorithm. I mean, these people are smart. I mean, they're making money.
They also shut down Diamond and what's her name? Those two black ladies I got a kick out of. Diamond and Silk.
But again,
pro-Trump black Americans can't have that. Oh, now they're not allowed to make money anymore. We're not going to monetize any of their stuff on YouTube, even though they're getting hundreds of thousands of watches. We're not going to let them make money off of it because it's hate speech. How is it hate speech? Because they're not liberals. So therefore, it's hate speech. No, Google is not fair. They're not right. They're like the rest of the media. And you know, Trump is such an asshole with some of his tweets and things like that. But the one thing he's been right about all the time, and Milo is right about, and there's a handful of other ones. Tammy Bruce, I posted one of her articles today. The media cannot be trusted anymore. They just cannot be trusted.
Not since they became a profit center. And you can thank CNN for that.
But that has nothing to do with Facebook and Twitter, and that's the media companies.
Sure,
that has nothing to do with YouTube.
Google owns YouTube,
and it's not
lock, stock, and barrel.
That's fine. It's their software. It's their website. They're allowed to do what they want to do with it. And if you don't like it, you don't use YouTube. I saw
somebody on the news today who did research into this thing I was just talking about with Google shutting down Diamond and Silk. That isn't the only ones they shut down in the last couple of weeks. And everybody that they shut down that wasn't Islamic terrorist related was right of center commentators.
Yeah, but when they signed up to broadcast and signed up to monetize their site, they agreed to the terms of service, which basically
says...
The
terms of service don't say they can... Bullshit. They cannot stop free speech.
They can terminate your monetization at any time for any reason.
The government should be able to terminate them.
Why?
But they're not a government entity. Free speech has nothing to do with the private enterprise.
You have agreed to terms of service. And in there, they state everything that they can do, and that's remove anything they want. Everybody.
I'll give you another reason why you guys are wrong. Okay? Even though it is in law yet, it should be. No.
Well, then we're not wrong if it's not law yet, and it should be.
Yes, but it's because the law never catches up fast enough. But the government has standards for radio stations and television stations. Okay, because they use the public airwaves. Well, Google uses the internet, and the internet is a public thing. It's not owned by effing Google.
It's also not owned by the government.
It doesn't matter. It's over the air. It's over the air. It influences.
It is not over the air.
It's like a TV station. Well, over the air, whatever.
You're arguing with terms that don't
Obama said they could regulate the internet. And
Obama said a lot of stuff.
I never disagreed with him on that one.
Fine. He said a lot of stuff that wasn't true.
Well, I don't care. I think Google needs to be stomped down on. If Europe could stomp down on them, we sure as hell can.
Different rules.
Still, they didn't do anything wrong. Every company is about making money, and if they...
They control too much, man. There's rules against.
That's a different matter.
You know, you can be an oligarchy, but you cannot be a what do you call it? Just one company dominates everything.
Monopoly.
A monopoly. You can't be a monopoly, and Google's a monopoly.
They're not a monopoly.
Yeah, they are. They got 85% of the fucking traffic. That's a monopoly.
But there are other search engines out there. And if you don't like Google, don't use it.
Yeah, but if Coke had 85% of the soda market, they'd be a monopoly. They don't. They have 47%, 48%. Pepsi has 40%.
It's not Google's fault that everybody uses Google and doesn't use Bing or one of the other ones. How is it their fault?
It's their fault that they don't. They aren't an honest broker of what they say they're doing. Okay,
they are honest about what they're doing.
They monetize the search results to benefit them, not to benefit the person.
Exactly, they're a business.
Yeah, it's like Facebook being able to eliminate any posters that they want to. They can. It's private business. They can do anything they want. It's their own private business. Should Facebook be run by the government?
No, this is a Google result too. This is not an internet result. You know those things at the top of the page when you do a search on Google?
Yep. And that just comes from Wikipedia. Google does not have any information to it. Google is strictly a search engine. What Google displays there?
Decide what displays at the top.
That's okay. They can decide what gets displayed.
Abraham Lincoln was not National Union Party. Okay, you know, and this has been all over the internet for weeks.
But that's
why don't they fix it? Because they don't want to fix it.
Go to Wikipedia. That's where it's coming from. Everything derives out of Wikipedia. What does Wikipedia say he was? Because I guarantee you they don't say he's Republican. I'll go look it up.
Wikipedia? Sure they would.
Well, then Google should be pulling it up that way too.
I'll look it up.
I am.
Abraham Lincoln. Wikipedia.
What the hell is that noise?
I don't know. It does say he became a leader in building the new Republican Party, but at the top it doesn't actually say. Usually it would say right there.
No, it doesn't. It's something Google did. Wikipedia doesn't even have this crap in it.
Well, mine, when I search Abraham Lincoln in Google, it comes up and it gives me at the top, it gives me the Wikipedia, exactly what comes from Wikipedia. I'm just saying.
Oh, this is it. I could tell you exactly what it says. The National Union Party was the temporary name used by the Republican Party for the national ticket in the 1964 presidential election held during the Civil War.
Right.
State Republican parties, for the most part, did not change their name. So it was the same thing under a different name. The temporary name was.
They want to put that up there so it doesn't say Republican. It's just part of the goddamn.
The temporary name was. Well, that's your interpretation of what it is they're saying. Technically, they're correct.
Yeah, fuck.
In 1964, he was elected as a member of the National Union Party, which is also the same as the Republican
Party. If he was elected in 1964, Lyndon Johnson would have been really surprised.
Or 1864. I got a digit wrong.
Okay.
The party, no, that's it.
Well, anyway, on all this crap, all these radical groups, one side or the other, I'm going to quote Dana Lash, who's my favorite NRA babe. Dana said, if you base your political platform on identity politics like Antifa, Black Lives Matter, or the alt-right, and not on the spirit of freedom, I'm not on your side. That's exactly how I feel. Screw you radicals on either side. You know, just, we got to get shit done. Your guy didn't get it done for 8 years, and you know, he had his chance. He had 2 years, he controlled everything, and what did he do? He passed the worst health care bill in the history of health care bills and didn't do anything else. And the country turned against him and elected a whole shitload of Republicans, so he couldn't do anything else he wanted to for the next 6 years. Oh, the Republicans stood in the way. Well, fuck yeah, they stood in the way. America had a wave election. In 2010, we threw out more Democrats in Congress, and I think any time in, what was it, 130-some years in one damn election because nobody liked what he was doing, okay? And Trump, are you going to throw out Republicans because you don't like what Trump's doing? Trump isn't doing nothing. You ain't letting him. He's not even got a chance to get started yet. Everybody needs a cooler tools, or I'll tell you what, there is going to be more of this damn battle in the streets crap, and the left-wingers are not going to win. Law and order will win. And law and order isn't a bunch of left-wingers. So cool out. Or hunt in Colorado. Those are your choices.
I ain't fucking hunting in Colorado, so.
We're not hunting in Colorado?
I'm not. You can't even smoke weed there when you don't live there, so you can go to Colorado. I ain't hunting.
Well, I don't want to hunt in Colorado. First of all, I don't kill animals. I won't eat. And since I don't eat most animals you're allowed to kill, I don't hunt. I shoot at the gun range a lot because I like to be accurate, but I don't know. I don't go out and kill Bambi or squirrels or anything like that. But Daryl Whitaker from Glenwood Springs in Colorado, he's a hunter.
Yes, he is.
He even has a hunting lodge of his own out in the woods of Colorado. And he went to check on it to make sure there's no damage over the winter.
He had a surprise.
He had a little bit of a surprise, so he says. You know, we haven't had a Sasquatch story in years, and I was starting to wonder what the hell happened to the Yeti, the Bigfoot. Well, apparently Yeti, the Bigfoot, is dropping from the trees when Daryl Whitaker is looking at his hunting lodge in Colorado and attempting to anal rape him. Yes. He was, on last Sunday, he was trying to check out if he had any damage to the hunting cabin, and all of a sudden a large gorilla-like creature dropped from a tree in front of him, punched him in the face. It punched him in the face. So this wasn't going to be consensual from the get-go. Okay. At least 8 foot tall, and its punches hurt like hell. I was knocked out on the first blow. I'll just let that one go. While Mr. Whitaker was trying to recover from the attack, the large humanoid creature began to tear his clothes while letting out terrifying howls. When I regained consciousness, he had already torn my pants and was tearing through my underwear. I stabbed him in the shoulder with my hunting knife, and he ran away. Mr. Whitaker immediately reported the attack to both the Glenwood Springs Police Department and the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Agency, and a joint investigation has been launched.
Investigators
found extremely large footprints on the site, which they believe are those of the aggressor. If the footprints were that big, can you imagine? I'm telling you, Mr. Whitaker would not have been sitting down for a month. He's convinced the creature attacked him was Sasquatch, but the police department investigators say it's more probably attacked her as simply a peculiarly large and hairy man. What the hell do you think Sasquatch is?
I don't know.
They're interrogating nearby residents, see if anyone notified an individual correspondent. You know, I would imagine he was running through the woods with a stab wound to his shoulder and a very large erection.
And he probably got a new membership to the Dollar Shave Club.
Being 8 foot tall and very hairy, he probably would need it. He has brown hair, dark brown eyes, and extremely large feet.
Does he have tiny hands?
Ooh, on Tinder, swipe left. Or swipe right. I don't remember which one it is. Slim, which one is it on Tinder? If you like them. Oh, you're married. You wouldn't know either.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Let's put the way. Even if you do know, you don't know.
I never even loaded it.
Eight foot tall and extremely hairy. Has brown hair, dark brown eyes, and extremely large feet. Ladies, is he for you?
What the hell are you talking about?
Apparently he's not for you, Daryl Whitaker from Glenwood Springs, Colorado.
There he was.
Daryl's going to go to the hunting camp later on. He's going to wear a chastity G-string, I guess.
This is going to be the opening episode of Mark Moneymaker and Bobo's Finding Bigfoot season.
Those guys. That's true. Their show went to hell because there's going to be Bigfoot sightings. No
Bigfoot, so they're probably on a plane headed to Daryl's.
Yeah, they're thrilled. they probably want the torn underwear and the torn pants and and how big were those feet, buddy?
You can imagine what they'll be wearing trying to attract the Bigfoot.
Well, see, we're merely speculating on the size of the Sasquatch penis based on the size of the feet. But in New York City.
Do you have to wear to attract the Bigfoot? I mean, what was this guy wearing, I wonder? Was he wearing something Bigfoot alluring?
He had a camouflage shirt on with an orange vest.
And Sasquatches find that a turn-on?
And he probably had leather pants with fringes.
Okay, he didn't have like a little nurse's uniform or a little French maid uniform or anything like that on?
Open in the back. I don't think that would go real good with a camouflage shirt and orange, but...
You never know with Sasquatch.
But anyway, if you want to speculate on how large Sasquatch penis is, that's fine. If you want to know how big somebody's penis really is, just ride the subway in New York. Turn on your AirDrop feature on your iPhone and sit down and travel from Brooklyn to Manhattan. On the way, you will get AirDrop messages because that's the new craze on the subway. New York women have discovered that creepy men are using their iPhone AirDrop app to send them photos of their privates while on the same train. Since more strap hangers are using the Metro.
Strap-ons?
Strap hangers. People are strapping the subway. Okay. And they're carrying advanced iPhone. Awareness of the AirDrop app has increased. And local strap hangers have started noticing a troubling trend first reported in London in 2015. Oh, hell, America. We can't do nothing ourselves first. London had to do this first? Anyway. Britta Carlson, for example, 28, was riding the Uptown 6 train to a concert on July 27th when a mysterious message popped up on her smartphone. The iPhone said, iPhone 1 would like to share a note with you. She hit accept and was horrified by what she saw.
First
it was
mistake.
A huge close-up picture of a disgusting penis.
Was it was it dripping?
Well, here's a hint. Carlson's from Bushwick.
Wow.
So maybe she thinks all penises are disgusting. I don't know. But the message was titled Straw and sent by an anonymous stranger. I really felt like someone had actually just flashed me. She clutched the iPhone to her chest and frantically scanned the subway car for the pervert, but couldn't place him. I don't know. Some guys like when you put your penis on their... Never mind. On the chest. And
how far away would this... What did you call it? iPhone Air or
AirDrop?
AirDrop.
It's a feature on all iPhones. I have.
Yeah, but how far away do you have to be for it to be like active?
Whatever the Bluetooth can reach.
Yeah, whatever your Bluetooth will reach, or if you're connected to the same Wi-Fi. I'm looking at it now. On an iPhone, you can go in, you can turn it on for everyone or just people in your contacts or no one. And this is one of those things where silly people have went in and turned it on and allowed everybody to see that their phone is, you know, allowing AirDrop messages. And people are
I think by doing that, they're soliciting penis pictures, don't you?
I think it's just stupid to even put that thing on so that everybody can send you something. Doesn't anybody appreciate privacy anymore?
No, because it's a wired...
Well, the app's default is contacts only, okay?
The app's default should be off.
So you have to change you have to change it to everyone
in order for this to happen.
And Bluetooth range is approximately 328 feet. How they know that, I have no idea.
But that's what they said. Be an entire building.
Well, I mean, yeah, 320. It's certainly a couple subway cars.
Yeah. Well, assuming there's nothing in the way, I'm assuming 328 feet is optimal distance.
Oh yeah.
Frankie Navich, 35, just got off a train at Penn Station with an invitation to open Eduardo's picture with a preview photo of the man's junk popped up on a screen. Oh, see, Eduardo's just bold. He doesn't even make you open the message. He sends the junk in a preview. I wanted to punch him in the mouth for carelessly buckshotting genitalia to phones. It could be potentially owned by children, seethed Navich of Harlem.
Yeah, a few of them... Getting sent to jail for child pornography, that might put a stop to it.
Well, apparently Eduardo wasn't all that impressive because Navish went on. Was he looking for interaction? Or is it all he wanted was someone to look at his mini monstrosity? Ooh, he called it a mini. In the past,
mini-me.
In the past, flashers used to go out in the public in a trench coat and risk getting arrested. Now their minds can just run wild. Apple, of course, declined to comment.
Well, it's like the people that want Facebook Live taken down because people have committed suicide. When, you know, it's not Apple's fault that somebody's stupid enough to allow everyone to access their phone. I mean, use some fucking common sense.
No.
Common sense isn't so common anymore.
This is America. Yeah, and it's not even common at Walmart anymore.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, geez, it never was common at Walmart.
Yeah. Well, you know, Walmart and all the other big box stores have their back to school stuff going on right now, right?
Yeah. Correct. They started that, I think, before the kids got out of school.
Yeah, I think the back to school stuff started right before graduation last spring. But in Indiana, Walmart's under fire over its own the school year like a hero signs that are supposed to be up there promoting the things to buy for back to school. Photo says own, or the sign says own the school year like a hero. Unfortunately, the Walmart in Indiana,
figures it's Indiana,
Evansville, put the own the school year like a hero sign right over top a display of firearms.
Oops.
Rifles.
That's Indiana for you.
Oops.
Yeah.
Stupid flyover state.
Yeah, a lot of you people have seen that picture. It's been viral for the last few days. Fox 59 traced back the original photo. Was tweeted by a woman named Leanna on Wednesday morning last week. Fox 59 spoke with her, confirmed she took the photo and gave them the original copy. Walmart, of course, regrets this situation. We're looking into how this ever could have happened.
Because you have idiots working for you?
Yeah, like there hasn't been enough school shootings over the last two decades, for Christ's sake. Yeah, own the school like a boss. Yes, own it with this long-barreled Winchester 30-30. Scope is extra.
You think someone actually got fired over this?
No.
They probably got promoted. What a good idea.
Store manager Christina has moved the sign from the display. Thanks for alerting to this. Vic from Walmart. I wouldn't want to be Christina.
Christina, the ex-manager of Walmart.
Yeah.
Oh, we do have official breaking news.
Really?
Why? It is It is confirmed by the Wall Street Journal that North Korea has officially backed off all threats to hit Guam.
Yeah.
I mean, before it was coming from just non, but now it, I mean.
You want to know why?
Because China stepped in.
Well, why did China step in?
Because they didn't want to get nuked themselves.
No, because Trump imposed sanctions on them this afternoon, something we could have done for any time in the last 15, 20 years, and every president we've had before him was too much of a pussy to do it. Trump said he's putting them in place. All of a sudden, China exerts some influence and North Korea backs down. Coincidental? I think not. No, you know, Trump is an asshole on Twitter, yes. And he says stupid shit, yes.
He's getting some stuff done.
But he's getting some stuff done. Okay? And all you little wussies out there, oh my God, he talks like the North Korean guy. It's just awful. The threats, oh, it's horrible. Well, guess what? It fucking worked. It worked. There's no missiles flying towards Guam or San Francisco or Fairbanks or anywhere else. Okay? It worked. So, STFU. Thank you. Way to go, Orange POTUS, you dick.
We didn't even have to fucking fire any rockets.
No. Look at the man he's got in charge of the Defense Department. Mad Dog. His nickname is Mad Dog. Mad Dog said, if he shoots at us, it's war. And we are prepared. We will hit them before the missiles land. Ooh! Then Trumpy says, hey, China, guess what? All that currency crap that's going on, I'm putting a stop to it tomorrow. China says, oh, okay. Well, all that stuff we promised you that we would do that we haven't done, we'll do a little bit of it tonight. I mean, does anybody out there with a brain in their head think China did not give North Korea half the crap that they have? Of course they did. They probably gave them 90% of it. China stole most of their stuff from us.
Yeah, you know, well, there are reports that came out today that some of those, the engines came out of Ukraine, could have come out of Ukraine.
They could have. So then Russia was in on it too. But China stole the W, whatever the model number was, 32, we'll say for sake of argument. Somebody can look it up and correct me. I don't care. But they stole those plans from Los Alamos during the Clinton administration. And Clinton just basically said, oh, well, they got it. I'm not doing nothing. So, you know, their intercontinental ballistic missiles improved about tenfold because they're using a engine system based on ours. And has anybody ever noticed the stealth fighter aircraft that China's been building for the last 7 or 8, 10 years?
Yeah.
Look amazingly like ours, don't they?
Well, yeah, I'm assuming they stole the technology.
Of course they did. So, you know, they're behind all this North Korean crap, and all we had to do is have somebody just walk up to them and kick them in the nuts one time, and they backed off. But the problem is, you know, Bush and Obama and Clinton never had the balls to kick them in the nuts.
Let me ask something. Oh,
is the only one who has any excuse at all, even though he effed up terrible his last 2 or 3 years, was Bush, because Bush was a little bit distracted from September 11th, 2001 for about 5 years, okay? So he has an excuse. The other two don't.
But it we can't be upset that they've stolen this technology because we're doing the same thing. We have moles and spies to steal other countries' technology. I mean, we're doing exactly the same thing that people did to us. I mean, we can't. It is what it is.
Well, once in a while, if they build something better than we do, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the question of that I see it, and you see it in the whole Russian election hacking falderall. I mean, whether or not it happened is sort of not the point. The point is we interfere in elections all the time. We are involved in regime change all the time, all over the world. And someone, you know, does it back and we're going to get our nose all out of joint and say, how can anybody do that? Well, we taught them, for Christ's sakes.
And we do it too.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, that's all right. The world must go on. And the other part of the world that isn't involved in politics or blowing shit up, It's basically involved in either healthcare or sex or both. And, you know, I told this audience to buy robotics a year ago. Buy robotics. You got to buy robotics. Robotics are hot. You know, find a good company or two. Invest your nickels and dimes and quarters in there, and you'll do well. Why? Because how did the internet take off, Slim?
Google.
No.
I like the answer.
No, the internet took off because of your
Google.
Porn. Porn, I know you know, because you're the only one who watches it. Yeah, so CB and I are too old, we'd have heart attacks anymore, man. Oh, I used to. I don't bother anymore. But the robotics and sex is what's selling. We've been talking about this, these brothels and these things with these robots and stuff. Well, the world's first try before you buy a sex robot is now on sale.
Yeah, buddy.
In England. And I saw this headline. I went, damn! Try it before you buy it. Well, you're going to lay out, you know, $5,000.
The problem is you got to do it like right there on the showroom floor.
Samantha. Yeah. Samantha the robot is 5'4".
Samantha the robot.
That's nice.
And 7 stone, which is that's 140 pounds, I think.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So she's 5'4", 7 stone, currently displayed at a sex shop in Liberation in Covent Garden, London. Okay? And quite frankly, it's not one of the most realistic looking sex bots we've seen in these stories we've been doing over the last few months. But they have 8 different modes and 11 sensors. She's the first sex doll to respond to touch with artificial intelligence.
Oh.
And couples are introducing them into their beds for steamy threesomes. It's made out of food-grade thermoplastic elastomer. Her skin
food grade?
Yes. Her skin is it's like edible undies.
You know? All right.
Her skin is incredibly lifelike and doesn't smell of plastic. Okay?
Food
grade. So I'm thinking.
I like it.
All right. Try it before you buy it, right? You know, there's one there. She's sitting on the counter at the Liberation in Covent Gardens, just sitting there looking at you.
Looking out.
Yeah. With her little skinny arms and her way too big boobs. This model's around 3,000 pounds, which is about $4,000. It's the most advanced ever of its kind to be sold in the shop. And the shop now offers a first look, try before you buy option. And I'm like, yeah, buddy. That's what I want, right? No.
You try before you buy England.
I was so disappointed with this story. The try before you buy option is to feel and touch the doll.
You have to feel the lifelike skin.
Feel it with what? Touch it with what?
Your hands.
Does it say that?
You don't get to have a go.
Oh, is that? Does it say that?
Are you horny, baby?
That's unfair.
Shag a little. No, you can't shag the robot.
Why not?
March of the Sex Bots continues with designers.
What do they do with returns?
Set to unleash eerily lifelike love droids. Okay, these new love droids from Sergi Santos are way better looking than this first one. I mean, that looks like a real woman there. Holy crap a moly. I don't see how much those are. But yes, of course, it's a little Chinese woman and her fat, bald English husband are the proud couple unveiling their creation, which kind of looks like her with big boobs. But the try before you buy is just touching it. They do have an SD card inside the computer head attached to her body.
They have an STD inside the...
No, an SD. SD.
Oh.
SD card. Not an STD, for God's sakes. The brain operates on an algorithm and is built to emulate the electrical activity of humans in the sense of excitement. And she probably thinks Abraham Lincoln was not a Republican either.
Oh, you know what's scary about this?
And there's a commercial here where a robot has an orgasm. I don't really think I want to push play on that one.
You can customize the face to even look like one of your loved ones.
Well, that's the next story. Okay, and this is the other thing. I'm telling you, folks, buy robotics. This stuff is taking off. Underestimate the number of perverts in the frickin'
world. That's what that thing was. It was a sex robot that they had made to look like Bigfoot.
Jumped out of the tree and tried to
Yep.
butt fuck. Now, actually, I think these these robots are receivers, not givers. They're more like wide receivers.
Pitches and not catches.
Yeah, they're catchers, not pitchers.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, the follow up story on this, and another reason you need to buy robotics: sex robots are being made to look like customers' dead wives, and one firm insists it's the best way to help with their grief.
My ex-wife acted like she was dead anyway.
Well, there you go.
Why do I want to relive
social
that?
Social aspects of owning a sex bot are far more important than the physical side of things. They've become so lifelike that bereaved men are flocking to order dolls designed to resemble their dead partners. Okay, now I'm looking at a picture of this other bald guy with a...
Hey, what do you mean other bald guy?
Second chin and one of those piggy noses. Beside the sex bot who's got one of those 1970s hairdos where the bangs come all the way down over the eyes and a little squished up nose. I'm going thinking, well, you know what? If that's what your ex-wife looked like, fine. You know, but then I started thinking about it. What an excuse to get yourself a sex bot. Your loved one passes away or you have a divorce and you say, I need a sex bot because I miss her so much. I want one that looks like her. And then you get one that looks like her, only like 3,000% better. Ha ha.
My late wife looks a hell of a lot like Liz Taylor at about 25.
There you go. That's it. That's all you need.
Honest, she did.
You
can trust me.
Oh, she really did?
Oh, yeah, she really did. Absolutely.
You're ordering your sex bot now, aren't you?
I'm online.
They say most customers are just looking for companionship.
Yeah. She doesn't talk, does she?
A fully customizable bot sold at $9,995.
God, please.
Or 7,700 quid. Is so lifelike she can even orgasm. And it's also sold alongside a male version called Rocky. They do have a male version, too. So there you go. People.
Does he look like Rocky?
No, Adrian. I don't know what he looks like.
Oh, okay. Well, you said it was Rocky.
And I don't care what he looks like. But, you know, the companies that make these things are going to be making a goo-gob of money. Invest. Invest. You'll make so much money on your damn investments, you'll be able to afford your own sex bot.
Whole fleet of them.
Yeah. And of course, back to America. In America, I think everybody in the state of Washington must smoke weed. I mean, they've got to. A gurney holding a body fell from the back of a corner van into traffic last Tuesday.
Nobody cared.
The coroner's van. It fell right into Olympia, Washington traffic. The Olympian reports the van was headed back to the county's coroner office Monday after responding to a home death. Police department said two gurneys fell out of the van at the intersection of Martin
and
Phoenix Street. The one gurney was holding the deceased person and was found at the intersection, while a second gurney rolled down the street and was found in a parking lot. Video. This is America. Everybody's got an iPhone with AirDrop. Video shared with the newspaper by a woman named Sydney. Shows the overturned gurney with a body laying in the intersection of Martin Way East and Phoenix Street, Southeast Olympia. A woman's incredulous voice could be heard as she sits in a car at a red light. Dude, what the hell is happening right now? She says, I'm at a stoplight and there's a fucking body on a gurney. Yeah, they say expletive, but you know she said fucking. A fucking body on a gurney that's just sitting there. There's no ambulance around anywhere. There's nothing. There's just a person. I'm like, what is that? What is happening right now?
Does Lauer this says, woman have a third grade education?
No. Jesus. Well, come on. You're sitting at the stoplight. You see a dead body laying on the side of the road with a gurney next to it.
Well, was
the officers
dead body...
rerouted traffic while the coroner's office was notified and returned to load the gurneys back of the van. The asshole driving the van didn't even know
he dropped
the body.
He
lost the gurneys and the body.
Hey, didn't we have a guy back there?
He was stoned.
Retrace his steps? Anything?
Okay. Now, Thurston County Coroner Gary Warnock, who obviously employs the stoned asshole who was driving the van, says an investigation has started to determine the cause of the incident, but he says there was no trauma to the body. And the family, oh no, there's no trauma to the body. It just fell out of an effing moving van in the middle of a city street and bounced around for a while.
It was,
but I'm sure grandma looks just fine.
Well, it was kind of already dead.
He's just planning on putting extra makeup on before the viewing so he doesn't get sued by the family anymore, and he's already going to. I'm telling you, the world's going to hell.
Well, do you think it bothered the corpse at all to be bouncing around in traffic?
I don't know. You know, we gotta depend on our allies and stuff. I don't think so. I think we depend on us because, you know, even one of our biggest allies, Britain, the UK,
they have sex bots.
Yeah, they just built this beautiful new aircraft carrier.
It's pretty nice.
And it's out of sea trials and everything. And it pulled into, where was it, Scotland? A dock in Scotland. And a local guy saw it coming in. He thought, oh, I want to get some really good pictures of that fancy new $3 billion aircraft carrier. So he decided to send his drone up to look at it, and he landed his drone right on the deck of the actually $3.7 billion aircraft carrier. Nobody stopped it. Nobody shot it down. Nobody did nothing. Some security boat waved at it while it was landing.
They waved.
Yeah. the man wants to remain anonymous, no shit. Said he was amazed he managed to land his DJI Phantom quadricopter drone aboard the 70,000-ton vessel and take off again without being detected.
I was going to say, did he get it back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got it back.
Good.
He said, but I could have been anybody. I could have carried 2 kilos of Semtex and left it on the deck. You know, plastic explosive. Hello, people. What do you think ISIS and those people are trying to do now? They're using drones for everything. You know, you're going to have an ISIS drone that says Amazon on it and is going to show up, and instead of getting your chocolate coffee creamer delivered, they're going to deliver a Semtex bomb and blow you and your family to hell. That's what's going to happen. Why? Because we ain't fighting back hard enough. Of course, are we winning in Syria?
I couldn't tell you.
No. I guarantee we're not.
A sign that we're winning over there right now is the fact that we're not hearing shit about it. Because if we were losing, we sure as hell would hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we're driving back. No, we ain't never going to kill all those bastards. I think that's what we should do. We should just arrange a new UFC fight. We'll put the Antifa people on one side, the Black Lives Matter people on the other side, the Islamic fundamentalists and the KKK in the other corners, and just say,
have fun.
Yeah. We'll crown the winner.
Yeah, you don't get anything for it.
No, we'll literally crown the winner. Is there ever left over, we just whack them over the head and finish them off.
That would work.
I don't know. It's my plan for world peace. I should run for president.
I'd vote for you.
Would you?
You vote for anybody.
You and about 14 other people. I would never get elected. I'm way too damn honest. I say what I think. I'm screwed. You know, the only way I could win is if I said what I think is if I was Kid Rock and already that famous. I'm not.
You know, he might not be able to use the name Kid Rock on his ballot.
No, that's okay. Everybody knows who his name's Richie.
But, well, he could change his name to Kid Rock.
Well, he could legally, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's Bobby Richie. That's his name.
Yeah. You remember Marvelous Marvin Hagler?
Oh, yeah.
He changed his name to Marvelous. Marvin Hagler.
Yes, he did. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
All right, LJ.
Is it time already?
It's time.
We got LJ.
Don't listen to the show.
Don't listen to this one.
Zip asshole said the F word like 8 times.
At least, if not
he's
more.
He's horrible. Well, that's what happened.
He is horrible.
I know. I'm at the lake house. I can't even.